It's been decent. Yeah, I'm not like, you know, trying to go overboard with, you know, any of the success that we've had so far. You know, there's a lot of mistakes that we've made early on in the season too that can be corrected going into this week and in the bye week, so that we can kind of take advantage of with the rest of the season to come. So, like I said, like you were saying, you know, I look at it more of like a balanced offense. You know, we were really pass heavy, which, you know, my mindset was just, I'm just trying to fit in wherever we were. You know, last year we passed a lot, so then I was going like, well, let me catch the ball there. So then this year we're kind of doing both, so then I can be involved in both of them. And obviously running the ball and establishing that is important because later on it just keeps you ahead of the change. You know, you don't want to ever get in third and long because it's always hard to get those. And they still have Haloti Nada, who's pretty big too. So, you know, their D-line is really good. Their whole defense is really good. And, you know, they have guys that step in and play just like we do. So it's the NFL, you know, there's not – you can't, you know, relax or anything like that just because somebody's injured or somebody may not be on the field that day. I don't look at anybody's record, man, anyway, because, like I said, it's the NFL. Each week, you know, offenses and defenses are going to come out to play, whether they had a bad week the previous week or whether they had a good week and they're trying to build off of that. So, you know, records don't mean anything. You know, teams are good and defenses are good. Personally, you know, being on offense, going against defense. So, you know, you got to bring your A game every week. He's ready to go. He had plenty of experience through. He played a lot in the preseason to get that. And, you know, I'm glad he did play a lot in the preseason so that he can get that experience. And then, you know, he knows the playbook. He's a smart kid. He knows, you know, the playbook front to back just as well as I know it. So, you know, he'll be fine without, you know, we'll surely miss Jacquizz, obviously, with special teams and him being, you know, as good as he was on, you know, third down and short yardage stuff too. And just being, you know, just dynamic. He's just a different type of running back. But, you know, Jeremy will be able to step in fine.